This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says that Finland and Sweden have applied for membership amid concerns over Russia's war on Ukraine. Stoltenberg said NATO allies agree that this is a historic moment, which we must seize. The application submitted Wednesday must now be weighed by the 30 member countries. That process is expected to take about 2 weeks. But Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has expressed reservations about Finland and Sweden joining. The two could officially become members once their accession protocols are ratified if Erdogan's objections are overcome. That could take a few months. The process usually takes 8 to 12 months, but NATO wants to move quickly given the threat from Russia hanging over the Nordic countries' heads. The U.S. government is launching what it calls a conflict observatory to document war crimes and other atrocities in Ukraine perpetuated by Russian forces. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
State Department spokesman Ned Price says documentation compiled by the conflict observatory will provide evidence for war crimes trials.
It will shine a light on atrocities and is intended to contribute to eventual prosecutions in Ukraine's domestic courts, courts in third-party countries, U.S. courts, and other relevant tribunals.
The State Department is collaborating with outside entities for the project, including a geographic information systems company, Yale University's Humanitarian Research Lab, and the Smithsonian Cultural Rescue Initiative. The U.S. government is also contributing commercial satellite imagery. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Ukrainian fighters extracted from the last bastion of resistance in Mariupol were taken to a former penal colony in an enemy-controlled territory, and top military official hoped that they could be exchanged for Russian prisoners of war. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department said Tuesday that it is still pushing to have regular contact with WNBA star Brittany Griner, who has been detained in Russia for nearly 3 months. A consular official was able to meet with Griner last week with her pretrial detention in Russia, and it was extended for another month. Griner has been detained since February after vape cartridges containing oil derived from cannabis were originally found in her luggage, allegedly, at an airport in Moscow. The NBA also weighed in on the matter Tuesday. The commissioner, Adam Silver, says his league is also trying to bring Griner home. The roommate of the man charged with the mass shooting at a Southern California church says that he was quiet and kind during the 3 months they lived together. Police say 68-year-old David Wenwei Chow was motivated by hatred of Taiwan when he opened fire Sunday on a congregation of mainly elderly Taiwanese. Jordan Davis lived with Chow in Las Vegas. He told the Associated Press that Chow only spoke about Taiwan once less than 2 weeks ago. Chow was born and raised in Taiwan. Davis says Chow believed that the Taiwanese government was corrupt. Chow was charged with murder and attempted murder in the shooting that killed one and wounded five. The United States said it strongly advocates for Taiwan to regain its observer status in the World Health Assembly. That's the decision-making body of the World Health Organization, or WHO. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
Taiwan has not been invited to attend the WHO's annual meeting May 22nd through 28th in Geneva. On Tuesday, State Department spokesperson Ned Price told reporters that while the world is battling the COVID-19 pandemic and other public health threats, Taiwan's isolation from the WHO is unwarranted. U.S. officials and lawmakers have praised Taiwan's public health expertise and its resilience in the face of COVID-19. The State Department's renewed support for Taiwan comes days after U.S. President Joe Biden signed into law a bill that directs the Secretary of State to develop a strategy to regain observer status for Taiwan and the World Health Organization. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
North Korea says a million people have already recovered from suspected COVID-19 a week after disclosing an outbreak. It appears to be trying to manage the isolation. Experts expressed deep concern about the public health threat of North Korea's outbreak. State media said another 230,000 people had fevers and six more died. Recapping our top story, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Finland and Sweden have officially applied for membership amid concerns over Russia's war in Ukraine. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hits.